Okay, I'm not Andrew. Y'all know that? I'm Steve. I entitled this message, Where's Your Head? We're looking at the book of Colossians today. And this is a letter from Paul. It was written from prison. And he hadn't visited Colossae. Well, it would help if I turned it on. I'm just a little nervous. I don't usually talk in front of this many people. There we go. Okay. Some of the myths in Colossae are you need tradition, you need more, you need the law, and number four, you need rules. These things sound good on the outside. Some of them don't sound so bad. You're like, well, what's wrong with tradition? What's wrong with wanting more? Well, we'll skip the law. What's wrong with rules? Okay, let's go. Colossians 2, it says, For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many have not seen my face in the flesh. We know that Paul hadn't actually been to Colossae. He had sent Epaphras, and he says that in Colossians 1 that Epaphras is a good and faithful minister on Christ's behalf. So he's saying, I know you haven't seen my face. He says, but their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to attain to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to both the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So, where are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden? They're hidden in the Father and in Christ. So this is what's going on in here, is these people are coming in behind Epaphras and they're saying, yeah, you have a form of wisdom, you have Jesus, but now you need tradition, now you need law, now you just need something else, and that'll push you, it'll make you super spiritual. Okay. He says, Now I say this, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. What's he saying? That in the Father and in Christ, in the Father and in Christ are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now I say this, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith. Paul's concern, I just can't get out of these lights no matter what I do. Paul's concern is Paul's concern is that they're going to be led away from the faith, that something is going to distract them and take them away from what they've been taught. So he's concerned about this. He says, then he goes on, he says, As you have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have received Christ Jesus, so walk in him. Well, how did we receive him? We received him freely by faith. We received him by faith. We're justified by faith, not by works. We know that. I mean, that's what the word says. Galatians says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before your eyes, Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified among you. I just want to know this. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And we know that it's by the hearing of faith. So he's saying, just as you received Christ, so walk by faith. As you have been taught, who taught them? Epaphras, which was a good and faithful minister, abounding in it with thanksgiving. The thanksgiving part is very, very key. Man, I didn't know that I had that on there. Okay. Well, anyways, there's the scripture right there. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? We begun in the Spirit. Are we now being made perfect by the flesh? I know many of you have experienced this firsthand. I have. You think that somehow you're pleasing God by all the stuff that you're doing, by how holy your outward appearances seem. But it's not the truth. It's an error. And the real freedom comes in knowing that everything was given to us in Christ, and that it is a free gift, and that we are loved completely. That's the freedom. So here's a Colossian myth. You need more. You need tradition. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Now, here in America, we look at that word spoil, and we think about a spoiled little kid. Well, at least I do. A spoiled little kid, or maybe drinking some milk and saying, ah, that's spoiled. But actually, this is talking about as if the spoils of war. Beware lest any man lead you away as spoil. That's whenever you take it and look into the Strong's Concordance, take it back to the original text, it's to be led away as spoil, which makes sense because I would be happily led away after Christ, but I do not want to be led away by the philosophy and vain deceits and the traditions of men or after the rudiments of the world, which we've been set free from because we know that that's the law. For in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. Now, if we are complete in Christ, this word means to the fullest, complete to the fullest, lacking nothing. If that's so, what else do we need? We don't need anything else. It's Jesus. We need Jesus and we have Jesus. So we're going to walk by faith and let the Holy Spirit do exactly what it was designed, what He was designed to do, and that's to lead us into all truth. Wait a minute. Now you folks, you need to be circumcised according to the law. Some of you might have already been circumcised. You need to be circumcised according to the law. Well, let's see what the word says about that. In Christ, you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. You were buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Jesus from the dead. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay. We were circumcised in a circumcision made without hands. Now, that putting off of the body of sins, that is your old Adamic nature. And guys, it is dead. It is gone. It was removed by Christ. You didn't do it. Christ did it. By the putting off of the sins of the flesh. Think of that old nature that was in you, and it was dead to God. It was full of sins and transgressions. When it's removed from you, you don't have that anymore. It's dead to you. But now, you're not just left empty. Oh, thank you. You took that away. It's even greater than that because He replaced that with something that is great, with a new spirit and a new heart. Now, that's good news. That's the gospel truth right there. You've been made new. And from this new spirit and from the Holy Spirit, that's how we are led to walk in this world. Let's keep going. And you, former time, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. I was listening to Kenneth Copeland. Don't tell nobody. I'm just joking. I like Kenneth Copeland. And he was talking about this guy who did this study on that word all. And he said this guy did this extensive study. I mean, he was looking at Hebrew manuscripts and took it, you know, and he comes out with this astounding conclusion. All means all. But he figured it out. You know, it was good. I'm glad he figured it out. All trespasses. You've been forgiven of all your trespasses. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. This is the law, folks. It was contrary to you, and it's been taken away and nailed to the cross. How do you know it's the law? Well, let's look at some other scriptures that back this up. This is 2 Corinthians 3, verses 7 and 8. Let's see if this sounds like the law. But if the ministration of death, written and engraved on stones, in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly, behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away? How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious, more glorious? Y'all know of any other ministry that was written on stone that Moses had, that he was carrying? I think he only carried one. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doeth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect or compared to this. By the reason of the glory that excels, this glory just keeps going and going and going. It's like the Energizer Bunny. For in that which is done away, for if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. That's what we have. We serve in the newness of the Spirit and not the oldness of the letter. And it's awesome because we can come to God with a clean heart. We can come to Him and we can come boldly into the throne room of grace to find help in our time of need. There's nothing hindering us. All the hindrance has been taken away in Christ Jesus. And for that, we are truly thankful. Now, I'll tell you what, you people need to do some Jewish festivals. We need some Jewish festivals. We need to add those to our Jesus. If you want to. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. And then it says, so let no one judge you in food or drink, or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. But the body is of Christ. We don't serve the shadow. We serve the head of the body. And the head is Jesus Christ. And we worship in spirit and truth. I'll tell you what we really need, though. I mean, that's all good, but what we need is the fast route to spiritual growth. I need to get some spiritual growth going here, man. I'm behind. Let's keep going. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility. And the worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, which he has things that he has not seen. So don't let anyone cheat you. And not holding fast to the head. Who is the head? Jesus. From whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with an increase that is from God. Now, if the increase comes from God, are we going to get on some fast track by getting into false humility and the worship of angels and intruding into things which we have not seen? Definitely not. Now, these things have the appearance of wisdom. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world, Are you subject to ordinances? Subject, subject, under. You need rules. That's why we need some rules. We got to get some Christian rules going here, so we can control the people, so we can brag on them, brag in them. Here's some rules. Do not touch. Do not taste. Do not handle. Which all concern things with that perish with the using. According, do not touch, do not handle, do not taste, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom, an appearance of wisdom, in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. So, what are the indulgences of the flesh? I mean, we know that the lusts of the flesh are fornication, adultery, wrath, strife, murder. I mean, you can just go on down the list. So, by abstaining from pork or a little false humility and torturing my flesh by wearing maybe a camel hair shirt or something, how has that helped me not indulge the flesh? It doesn't. It doesn't. The only thing that can help you not indulge the flesh is what? The Spirit. The Spirit warreth against the flesh, and the flesh against the Spirit. So it is. We walk by the Spirit, and that's our guide through life, not the letter. Okay, Galatians 4. Even so, when we were children, we were under the elements of the world. We were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father, Daddy, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant. You are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then you are an heir of God through Christ. That sounds like good news to me. We are no longer under the bondage of the elements of this world. So where's your head? Again, where's your head? If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And we've talked about many times in this church that that's the safest place you could be. In all of God's creation, the safest place you could be is hidden with Christ in God. That's where your life is. Worry not. Perfect love casts out fear. Don't be afraid. Jesus got you. He's got you. And He loves you. And just like the song we just sang said, His love never fails. And when we are faithless, He remains faithful. Amen? Amen. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Life eternal. The love of God poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. These things were given to us freely. Love and everlasting life. And a name, a son. A son to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You need Jesus plus nothing. Amen.